Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
A camera that lets you live stream straight to Facebook, a better way to share your party photos. And Allison Sheridan, she's here with tons of apps for iOS broadcasters.
Yeah, we're live from the NAB show. It's time for iOS Today.
iOS Today is brought to you by PillPack, a full-service online pharmacy that combines modern technology, convenient packaging, and personalized service to make your life easier. Visit PillPack.com/twit to save $20 on vitamins and OTCs when you transfer your prescriptions.
Welcome to iOS Today. We're here at the NAB show in Las Vegas, the big broadcasters show. 100,000 people, 20,000 broadcasters, 80,000 people who are going to be broadcasters on the internet. And we are having a lot of fun. 1,700 exhibitors. Megan, you've been wandering around a little bit.
I have been wandering around. It's amazing because we live in an era where everyone is broadcasting themselves, but there's still so much technology to make it better, to look better, to be more interesting to people. And I love just meeting all the people that are here.
And what's interesting is a lot of this stuff uses iOS. So we thought we'd do a special iOS today based on some of the gear we found around the show today, including, by the way, I should mention our PTZ cameras. The cameras we're using are PTZ point, tilt, pan, tilt, and zoom cameras from Panasonic, and the greatest thing is you use your iPad to steer them. You can actually tap an image. The cameras have dual cameras on them, the regular camera that they're shooting with, and then above it there's a smaller camera that gives you a view of everything that camera can see. And so with it you can point, literally tap on the screen on your iPad and zoom into something. You could pinch and zoom. This is really amazing, and considering that this is basically professional grade, it shows you that there's some real interest in using iOS, even in professional broadcast facilities. Yeah. I asked the Panasonic guy earlier today, is this just for consumers? You wouldn't see this in a control room. He said, oh, no. Directors love having the ability to point at the screen and say, I want that, and zoom in on that. So there's actually the iPad and iOS is making its way into the high-end broadcast facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the high-end stuff is making its way to consumers, too. I mean, the stuff you see here now is stuff you can imagine having on your iPhone, pretty soon.
I remember coming here years ago, and Blackmagic was a small company and kind of in the back. They were with us in the South Hall. We're in the Central Hall today. Mm-hmm. We're where the big boys play.
Next to the drones, so be careful.
Next to the drones, the GoPros, all the, the big stuff. The FEMA's across the way, in case there's an emergency, we're ready. But we were over in the South Hall with Blackmagic, was a little booth, and now they kind of almost own the show, because what's happened is this kind of consumer cost stuff has become professional grade, and people are able to use this, and they have some amazing gear that, broadcast cameras used to cost $20,000, $30,000. We're talking just a couple of thousand dollars. So it's really an exciting time, even if you're a professional broadcaster, because there's so much neat new stuff.
It is a great time to be alive.
It is a great time. Who's here with us today?
We have Allison Sheridan from Podfeet, NozillaCast.
Original Podfoot.
The original Podfoot.
Allison, why do you come to NAB?
Well, there is enough broadcasting stuff for somebody who does a relatively small show like I do, but it's so cool to see the stuff that's so incredibly far ahead and above what
that's
we can see.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you were talking about the being able to control things, we were watching a guy who had an iPhone, and he had an application for this. I mean, I don't even know what this camera was. It was like twice the size of me, and he was controlling the focus points live on it, and it was done, and it was for movie broadcast.
You can rack focus instead of having to have a focus puller. Used to be a separate employee that would stand there and focus the camera when you rack focus. Now you could do it on an iPhone.
And he was able to set like a range to say, I've already told the actor he's going to stand here, and then he's going to stand here. You set the 2 points, and then somebody can move between them, and they're never going to go out of focus. And it's all just done from this little iPhone,
Well, and speaking of amazing technologies, we're coming to you from the Live View booth. We've used Live View since 2010. That was the backpack, remember, I wore at South by Southwest when I crowd surfed?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. I wore that backpack and I pointed the camera at
that
me, and I was able to stream that live because they were able to take as many as 14 different LTE and 3G channels and bond them together. Well, we're coming to you from the show floor at the LiveView booth using LiveView, and here's the amazing thing. Even though we could be hardwired, we're streaming all of this content over the 3G and 4G networks, over your cell network.
It's crazy.
To give you, you know, high definition, great quality images. So,
this is going
amazing.
Back to the brick house, and somebody's editing back there?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
And of course, you're watching live. If you're watching live right now, they're the whole live crew is still watching, and I think that's really remarkable that we can do that.
Yeah.
We were up to 7 megabits. They said the bandwidth was kind of going back and forth. What are we at now, right now, John? There's some capability to 7.2, so it's even a little bit better than it was earlier.
Let's get it up to 11.
But that's HD quality.
That's amazing. 11.
Of course, we're switching it. It goes to 11. We're switching it via our new tech TriCaster. Another example of this was a switcher that people thought, oh, you're crazy to buy this, Leo, when I first got this 10 years ago. You're using a PC to switch. You need to get a hardware switcher. Even Alex Lindsay said, you're crazy. Get a hardware switcher. But I went all in on NewTek's TriCaster. We're still using TriCaster today. It's still a PC. I mean, it's running Windows, but it does so much. We basically have a whole production truck in a box, and we're able to. John drove that down in the van on Friday, and we were able to bring that whole thing down, basically our whole production setup, in a van because of that. So it's kind of really remarkable.
A minivan.
So you brought some toys for us. Well, a minivan, you're right. It wasn't even a giant van.
Well, you're not going to need that TriCaster anymore because of this iPad I have here, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. NewTek, we will always need the TriCaster. Okay, go ahead.
I am, of course, kidding. But I want to show you guys an app called Ricoh Lives Multicam.
R-E-C-O. I want to make that clear. Like Ricoh, like Record.
Like Record.
Because there's a camera company called Ricoh, R-I-C-O-H. This is not that.
Not those guys.
It's R-E-C-O.
R-E-C-O-L-I-V-E. And it's the app is called Multicam. And believe it or not, it's a multicam switcher on your iPad.
Pull it over a little.
Let's see.
A little farther so we get out of the way of the
right
microphone.
Right there?
Yeah.
Let me move my mic
so you
over
can,
a little bit.
You can see what it is. Well, you need to keep the microphone where it is. But
Too many things. So
this is an iPad Pro.
This is, right now you're looking, this is my live, I'm looking at the.
So that's the camera on the iPad.
Right.
Yeah.
But what's even cooler is I've got Megan on the same network, so I'm going to tap here in the bottom right. It shows Megan's iPad.
Oh.
I'm going to tap that, and now she's going to get a request. It's going to ask her, is it okay to share my camera? And she's going to say
allow.
Yes.
I'll say allow.
With any theory here at all. And so now down here. So now I can take
So you're
her
doing
camera.
A multi-camera shoot with iPads.
Right. And so I'm going to press, I go back to hers. I'm going to press preview to live. And now the camera that's showing is her live camera.
That is wild.
And I can change to, I've got a cross dissolve. I can do a white between these. So if I go at switch to my camera. I can set, let's go back to
her. For a lot of folks, this is all you need.
You can record this. So when you do a recording, like let's say I did the switching back and forth. On this device, it would record this camera. Her device would record her camera. But this device would record the metadata of when we switched back and forth. And you can save that. Or you can be streaming this live. This attaches to streaming services.
Amazing.
It's a $5 app, Leo.
$5.
$5.
And by the way, you could do that on iPhones, too, according to F. and Dunn, our producers in the chat room. He says he loves this app.
Yeah, yeah. You can do it on the iPhone. You can also get it from, if you got a Mac. I don't know if it works with Windows, but I know if you got a camera on the Mac. I've had my EyeSight camera and the Logitech C920 Alex Lindsay told me to buy. And I've got these two cameras. I can do five cameras switching around. I got to find something to film.
You can do five cameras.
Well,
now you're all on the Wi-Fi network together.
Yeah, we're connected on Wi-Fi.
They have to be on the same Wi-Fi network, and that's all you got to do. And it can just be an ad hoc network, whatever you got. $5.
Yeah, there's some in-app purchases, but I mean, you could do a lot without them. You know, it was like a special wipe or something that. What were the
does it have another $2.99? Does it have a character generator? Can you do things like lower thirds?
You can add your photos, your own.
Yeah,
photos.
You could. Yeah, you could sync in photos as overlays or as.
Where does the
backgrounds.
Audio come from? Because can it come from either camera, either iPad?
Yeah, yeah. You can. I should know the answer to that, and I don't remember.
Interesting.
I'm not sure, but right now you can see the meter going on this. You can set autofocus. She just turned hers off, but. Yeah, you can set up autofocus, white balance.
It is giving us some of the best pictures of the table we have ever seen on iOS.
Oh, okay, that's better. We'll get Oliver in there. That'll be better.
Oliver's going to join us in just a little bit. He's, of course, from Boinks Software, a good friend of the network, and he's got some new stuff to show, creators of iStop Motion. This is neat.
Cool.
It's called, say what it's called again?
Well, we'll call it Reco Live to get it sound right.
R-E-C-O, Reco Live, and this is their multicam.
Multicam software.
Very nice. What else you got?
All right, so
you brought a lot of toys.
She did. Yeah, she's done her homework.
I did.
You,
she gave me an assignment. She told me, get out
get
there.
Get to work, Allison. She
started yelling at me to get out of the hotel room, get over there before the show is even
You're the one who told me about Paprika. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Love
well, I learned about
Paprika.
It from Don McAllister, so it all goes
Thank you, Don McAllister. He's here also. That's great. From Screencasts on Live.
So I liked at Audio Technica. I love Audio Technica.
We're wearing Audio Technica headphones right now.
Oh, okay. There you go. And
yeah.
The
love AT.
The audio stuff that Steve uses with his camera for my my interviews.
They make a USB microphone that's really good.
Right.
AT2020. Is that what you
that's
use?
That's the one. No, he uses a different one. We've got a transmitter, a wireless transmitter receiver on his camera.
Oh, so you're using the
lav
mics.
Oliver, pick that up there. It's got. Actually, I don't use the lav mic. I use a handheld because I can do more.
It's better. Yeah. So he has the wireless on the shoe of the camcorder. And then you're able to talk without a wire between you and the camera.
Right. It's all digital. It's got separate channels. It'll find the best channel. We used to have a lot of trouble when it was analog. It would pick up, you know, the frequency of the lights and everything. And this seems to work a lot better.
I saw Spinal Tap. I know what happened.
But, yeah, you mentioned the USB camera. They've got the AT 2020 USB-I.
Excellent.
And it's a condenser mic that's got micro USB to Lightning. Connector, and so you can plug it right into your
because I've used it as a USB microphone before, but now you can connect it to your
straight Lightning into your iPad.
That's
yeah, iPad or iPhone. Yeah. I every year I find some at Audio Technica I got to go buy. You were talking about the
I use the Shure MV88, which I really like. But this Audio Technica is also very good.
And then you've got the Shure MVI USB interface, too, I think, don't you? It's a little thing that sits on your desk.
I don't need that because these plug right into my USB port. But, yes, in the past we've used a number of different companies like M-Audio's interface. And then Shure makes it's called the Icicle, isn't it?
That's Blue makes the
Icicle.
Is that
Blue that makes the Icicle? Yeah,
yeah,
Shure has its own, which I've
used.
They're all really solve a problem, which allow you to use any traditional studio microphone with a USB interface, which means you can get it into your computer. But I love the idea of going right into the Lightning interface.
Yeah, so with the Shure MVI, the USB interface, I use it with my Hi-Yo PR40 at home, but I can take that with me and plug it and go straight right into my iPad,
nice.
So you can do both.
Nice.
And they even give you that cable.
Yeah.
Which I have no idea what I did with it.
Yeah. Don't lose that cable.
It looks
cable.
Like all the other ones, except it's never going to work when it is the one you can find.
Don't lose that cable. Exactly.
Right. Let's see. The other company, I talked to a company called ICAN Corp. It's IKAN. And they were actually the ones that had the iPhone that was hooked up to the big fancy camera. But they have a couple of things for iOS. They've got two teleprompters that I really liked. One of them is called the PT Elite V2. And it's got the piece of glass at 45 degrees. You lay your iPad down in it, and then the camera is behind the glass. So it's a through-the-glass meter, so it comes through, and then you get you're looking at the teleprompter, and the camera's right through it. This thing is only $699 for a full teleprompter. It's portable. I mean, it's not small, but it's pretty cool. Yeah, I think that's it, the Elite V2.
What do we use in the studio? We use teleprompters, much to my chagrin.
We don't use teleprompters.
I fought teleprompters for the longest time. Sarah Lane made me buy them.
You've got a clipboard and you're happy with it, right?
I'm happy with my blue cards and my clipboard. I don't like to see people reading. And so the risk with a teleprompter is you get lazy and you just start reading your copy. Instead of really knowing what you're talking about and talking about it, you start delivering. But if you know what you're doing, I mean, of course, we had to use teleprompters on Tech TV because there was too much to talk about. Oh. I had no idea what I was doing.
My problem is my memory just isn't that long.
That's exactly right. You don't want to have to memorize anything. So if you would have to, a teleprompter.
Yeah, because my show is just me.
Right.
So I can't sit and talk for an hour with no notes in front
of me.
That's
a skill I've developed over long, hard years of broadcasting.
You are the god of that.
On Sunday, the phones had died, and I thought, I'm going to have to talk for 3 hours now without any calls
easy.
On the radio show. We called John, though. He got it working. Thank you.
Well, if that $699 teleprompter that Leo doesn't want you to buy is too expensive, they've got a $179 one they call the PT Tab. And the PT Tab is not through the glass. It's called above the lens is what they call it. So you've got the iPad will be facing you. The iPad's laying down, but it's the view is facing you, and the camera is above you or below you. One is above the other. So you might have a little off-axis look to it, but it's a lot less expensive. It's $179, and you can carry it around. It's a lot
and
lighter.
You can learn not to just not really not read, but use it as a reference.
Right.
And kind of address the camera.
Yeah, just but notes in there.
Yeah, right. It's notes.
And with Bluetooth remote, you can change the speed it's going while you're going too.
Yeah, I see a lot of people with like floor pedals and other ways to.
A floor pedal would be nice. Yeah.
Scrolling the text because, of course, you have to keep it up. What you don't want to do is set it to auto scroll because then you have to read it exactly at the right pace. And if it gets too fast, then you're really going to be talking very quickly, and it's not a good idea because you can't really understand what you're saying.
Mm. There's a lot of comedic movie things have been.
Yeah, I think
that,
so.
Right? With
yeah.
It's going flying
yep.
by.
Yep.
You know
yep.
what
yep. yep.
The other thing they have, I was excited about the Fly X3 Go. It's a Steadicam, essentially. It's a stick with a three gyros. It's got brushless motors in it. It can you balance it for the type of phone you have, so it fits up to an iPhone 6 Plus. So it'll fit the bigger phones. That's why they call it the Plus. But it not only actually no, I just said the wrong one. It does say Plus in it. Let me see.
Fly X3
X3 Plus.
Plus.
So okay. they have the X3 Go, which is for a GoPro kind of camera, but they've also got the X3 Plus.
Plus is for iPhone.
Right, and Android, and, you know, it fits all of them. But you have to balance it for your phone, and then once you've got a balance, you're okay. But this was probably the smoothest, nicest feeling one I've ever felt. They had a big, nice grip on it. It's real pretty. It's got gold and black. And you put this thing on, and you just can be jogging, riding an elephant like we did in India, and you could...
Wait a minute.
Don did that.
It can actually smooth out an elephant's ride?
Yeah, you betcha.
Wow.
You betcha.
That's
but
impressive.
This what's cool about this the X3 Plus is it will also fit a GoPro. So you can have one that you can do across your devices.
Right. It's not cheap, $329. And remember the balancing, because that can be a pain, but if you don't do it, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, it didn't look too bad. It was just a couple of screws back and forth. And once you have it set up for your phone, you're not going to be wanting to switch phones very often.
No.
I don't think. Oh, and that was the other thing they just showed in the video there. He pressed an eject button, and it was like a clip coming out of the bottom of a gun. You can pop in another battery, and you're ready to go.
That's important.
That was pretty
cool.
These are
active, so they need battery power.
Yeah,
so
with the active motors
quickly,
in there.
So. Yeah, you got to quickly change it. That's a gimbal is basically what that is. Yeah.
Right.
Very nice. Very nice.
So I did my assignments.
You Allison, did. You did a great job. Allison Sheridan, NoZillaCast.
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 You know what? Because of you, I bought that URL.
NoZillaCast.
Like Allison.
Allison
backwards.
There you go.
She's a pod footer and
proud of it. Podfeet.com.
Thank you so much for coming on.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
Great to see you. Hopefully.
See you later. Thank you.
Steve's been live streaming. Her husband Steve's been live streaming this on Facebook the whole time.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Oliver's
Thank you, Allison.
Up.
Time for Oliver.
Actually,
while we're resetting.
I think Phil's here from Mevo first, and then we'll have...
Oh, we'll do Mevo first, then Oliver.
Yeah, let's do Mevo, and then we can
He's very patient. Tell you what, while you're getting Jesse in here, let me talk a little bit about our sponsor today's Pill Pack. Didn't bring my Pill Pack because it's back in the hotel because it's the best thing ever for travel. So Pill Pack is a modern pharmacy, an online pharmacy with pharmacists you can talk to 24/7, which is a great thing. But the best part about it is the Pill Pack. And there it is. So it comes in, your medications come in a box. Of course, if you have inhalers or ointments, they ship those too. It's a full service pharmacy. But I love it that the pills come in these easily opened, translucent packs that have the date, the time, your name, what medication's in there. You never take the wrong medication, and you always know if you've taken your medication. And I love this. It takes about 5 minutes to sign up right now. You'll never fill a pill box again. You can switch over. It's very easy. They'll handle it for you. And, of course, they'll check, make sure insurance supports it before they do the transfer. I also like it that you can call a pharmacist any time of the day or night and have a private conversation with them. It's not like you're standing in the drugstore saying, now, where does this ointment go? How do I use this? It is no more expensive. It's no extra cost. Shipping is free. It's just your standard copays. And by the way, if you refer somebody to PillPack, they'll donate $100 to RxArt, which is a nonprofit that helps children heal through the power of visual art. They're really nice guys. I've talked to them. This is a great business, a great idea. They're reinventing pharmacies, and I really want to support them because, you know, they're getting some pushback, I hate to say it, from the pharmacy industry. They don't like it, some of these guys, that PillPack is doing this because, frankly, it is a better way. Easy to open. And the reason I mentioned it's back at the hotel is because when you travel, you just tear off the packs you need and throw it in your bag, and you got it. You're always ready. PillPack.com/twit. We got a little deal for you. Sign up and transfer your prescriptions over. You'll get $20 worth of vitamins and OTCs, or credit. They don't tell you which vitamins. You get a credit for $20 worth of vitamins and over-the-counter medications from PillPack. PillPack.com/twit. At some point, I'll talk a little more about the pushback they're getting. You know, every time we get these companies, these wonderful new companies that are transforming, using the internet to transform old businesses, the old businesses, they hate it. They go kicking and screaming. And I'm sad to say PillPack's getting a little pushback. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, but we'll talk about it another time. I am excited to see Mevo in person for the first time. We all saw it on stage with Mark Zuckerberg during the Facebook F8 conversation. Jesse's here from Mevo. Mevo's a live stream product.
It is.
We're That's
super
nice.
Excited to be here. Thanks.
You guys are pioneers of live streaming. You've been doing it for how long has live stream been?
9 years.
Man, almost as long as I have.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That is really awesome. And what's neat is this camera works with Facebook Live and makes it easier than ever to stream. So tell us about the Mevo. Oh, by the way, I should point out, I already ordered one. The minute Mark talked about it, I got an email from Jeff Jarvis who said, "You're getting it, right?" And I said, and Lisa said, "Don't bother. I already did."
Yeah.
So we ordered, and we ordered not just the camera, but we ordered the tripod with the extra battery and all the features. But this is what, $300?
It's $399.
$399
out in retail. It's $299 right now for pre-order.
If you pre-order right now, you get $100 off. It looks just like a kind of a standard camera. It's got a micro SD card slot. It's got a little USB micro USB slot on it. But so what's different? What's unusual about this?
So what's special about the Mevo camera is you can replace this entire studio that's here in front of us
Shut up.
With this little 2.5-inch device. So the Mevo camera pairs with an iPhone app, and using the iPhone app as a live switcher, you can actually switch between 9 live shots that the one camera takes simultaneously.
So as I remember, this is it's kind of a wide-angle lens, 150-degree lens. But then it's also 4K, so there's enough resolution that I could take any quadrant of that shot and use that as the full stream.
Exactly. So what we're doing is cropping 720p from the 4K pixel density, and that's what allows us to create the virtual cameras.
Wow, that is amazing. And you also have face recognition, and you can follow, right?
Exactly. So we use computer vision in the app. The camera will automatically identify the faces. So
it's not turning.
Doesn't turn at
all. It doesn't move.
The camera would be 6-8 feet in front of us if we were shooting right now. It would automatically detect each of our faces and would automatically keep a virtual camera on each of us. And if we moved around or wiggled or stood up or whatnot, the camera would keep us in frame no matter what we did.
How about audio? Is this a microphone in front here?
Yes, you've got a microphone array here in the mouth of the camera. And because the camera is designed to be 6, 8, 10 feet away, the proximity gives you very good audio. And then if everyone is mic'd up and you have a mix in the back of the room, you can run the mix into the iPhone and then inside the app, mix between the amplified mix and the ambient
sound. Oh, that's fantastic. So you could use mics as well if you wanted to. But this Array mic picks up pretty well, I would imagine. I mean, this is the same kind of mic they're using in the Amazon Echo. They're designed for this kind of distant.
Yeah, it's a high signal-to-noise ratio mic array. There's two in there.
Yeah.
They're tied to a DSP. And in fact, in the app, when you crop, if you crop stage left, the DSP will form the beam and point at stage left.
Oh, neat.
If you crop stage right, the DSP will point the other direction.
So because it's a wide angle, you must correct for curvature in the video, right?
We do. In the settings, you can choose whether you want the maximum field of view or you want to minimize the warp. So if you go for 150 degrees, you're going to have a fair amount of warp.
Oh, you could have all 150 degrees.
You could. Yeah. Typically, what we recommend is 80 to 90% dewarp, which will give you 110 to 120 degree field of view. And then when you crop, you don't see any warp at all.
Must have been a big deal when Mark decided to show this.
It was pretty. And it all came together very quickly.
But yeah.
We're very excited.
Yeah, when am I going to, because I pre-ordered, when am I getting it, next month?
You get it a day before everybody
else. I want it one day before everybody else. And the other reason Mark showed this is because it works with Facebook's live streaming, right?
It does. You can go live on Facebook at the touch of a button.
Or live stream,
or record to your SD card, whichever you prefer.
So would this be for someone who wants to be a little more professional than just using their iPhone to stream?
Yeah, you know, a great analogy, if you think about photography, and you get really into photography on your phone, and you want to take it to the next level, you can invest in a DSLR, you can buy a bunch of lenses, you can really learn to be a photographer. In video, if you want to tell a story through video, it doesn't matter how nice the camera you buy is, you're still gated by having one camera.
Right.
And
you
really hard to tell a story in video without having multiple cameras. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't watch the Super Bowl for 3 hours with a single lock shot.
Right.
But then when you get into three or five cameras, it means you need three or five cameramen, you need a live switcher, you need a producer in the back of the room, and all of a sudden the costs start to add up. And that's good for many businesses who have the resources. But the idea with Mevo was to put that storytelling power into the hands of smaller businesses, into the hands of individuals. And what got Facebook really excited is that there's this really big gap between holding your phone up and having this nice serendipitous moment where you're streaming live video and what the TV studio can do with five cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never been a product for normal people to fill that gap, and the Mevo fills that gap.
This is going to be so great for my new show, Hot Tub Tech Machine. I am so excited because now I notice it has a connection on the bottom. So there is, what is the electronic?
Yeah, so the camera is $399, like you said, $299 if you pre-order. There's a boost accessory for the camera. And when the camera is mounted on the boost accessory, the combined unit is waterproof, so you can leave it outside.
As I said, Hot Tub Tech Machine.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or maybe a Little League game, something more appropriate. And then the boost accessory gives you 10 additional hours of battery, so you can live stream for 10 or 11 straight hours.
What? Crazy.
And then the boost accessory also gives you an Ethernet jack and supports 4G LTE modem. So it gives you additional live.
Don't tell the live view folks that. They're going to be. That's the video from a little audio.
That was just me getting really excited about Mevo.
What's the battery life without the additional?
You get 60 to 80 minutes. Let's call
plenty.
It 60 minutes of active streaming.
Yeah, that's plenty, really. I mean, you don't want to do a show longer than that. It would be crazy to do a show more than an hour long. That'd be nuts. No one would even watch it.
And the current limit on Facebook Live is 90 minutes.
Right. I noticed that. It's been cutting me off.
Yeah.
I guess
they
don't understand how long a show needs to be.
So that one's black, and the one we saw in the video is white. Is that just a color preference, or are there different versions?
That is a color preference.
I kind of like the black because you're not as aware of it as a camera there, right?
Yep.
And I think sometimes, especially when you're working with amateur broadcasters, it's a good idea that they kind of forget the camera exists, mm-hmm. and it's just much more natural. Same thing in a Little League game. You want those kids showboating. You know how that can be. So this is really cool. I mean, you just put it behind the home plate, and could, as a dad or a mom, you could be sitting there and zooming in and can you zoom with it?
You can. So
wow.
It doesn't work well for soccer. The field's too big.
It's too much.
But for baseball, you put it behind home plate, and you can cut to the pitcher and the batter, cut to first base, cut to third base, cut to left field, cut to right field, and you get a really nice shot that's much more powerful than having a single camera tied to the backstop.
I can't wait to play with it. It's a really great idea. I mean,
the demo's 20 feet away.
I know. I'm walking over. Can I actually? One of the things I wanted to ask, and I think I saw it over there, is can you use an iPad with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can use an iPhone or an iPad for sure.
So I could take advantage of the larger iPad screen, or is it just going to be an iPhone?
No, you can.
App.
You can use
it's an iPad
screen.
App.
I find that using two hands and your thumbs to
it's
edit
easy.
Is easy.
Wow.
The iPad, you've got to use your index finger, but both work fine.
This is kind of a whole new business for live stream.
It is. You know, it's interesting. We built this business for our core business customers. We built this camera for our core business customers. Folks would call us up and they'd say, I want my conference to look like TED.
Right.
I want my product launch to look like Tesla. I want my keynote to look like Steve Jobs. And we'd say, okay, you got to buy five cameras. You need five
TriCaster,
cameramen. TriCaster or a live stream studio, we would prefer. and all of a sudden, you're spending tens of thousands of dollars on equipment and you need a crew.
Tell me about it.
And that's appropriate for certain situations. Yeah. But a lot of businesses said, you know, I just want to get started. I want to try it. I want to see how live video fits in my marketing mix. But then when we built the first prototypes of the camera and we showed it to folks like you, everyone said, can I film my kids? Can I take it to the school play? Can I
think
take
of all
it
the
to
uses.
The little game?
Yeah.
And that's
when
we said, we actually have a crossover device. We lowered the price. We were going to sell it for $1,000. We lowered it to $399. And as you can see with things like the Facebook partnership, obviously, there's a lot of demand out there.
I bet there is.
Yeah.
Were you overwhelmed after the...
We announced at CES and we had a pre-order plan that sold out in 3 weeks. So.
Yeah.
It's been going
that's
very
great.
Well.
I love this because as live streaming becomes easier, more people are doing it. And as a consumer of live streaming, it can be boring when someone is just, even like
static
Mark Zuckerberg
shot.
Was just showing that. And it's like, So when it looks more like TV,
And but you don't want to whip the camera around a lot, which a lot of amateurs do. And that's
the zooming and the panning.
Yeah, makes it nauseous.
Nobody knows what most people, normals, don't know what multi-camera production is.
Right.
They know what they're watching on television.
Right. And they want it to look like that.
Right. They know what they're supposed to be seeing, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the phone is great for 4, 5, 6 minutes of serendipitous activity, but if you want the camera to run for 30 minutes, for 60 minutes, you need to be able to cut between people, cut between shots, zoom in, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're trying to solve here.
Very nice.
Plus, it looks like a mini Amazon Echo.
I think when you put it on the additional little stick, it looks like exactly like a slimmed down Echo. Mm-hmm. And there's more than just that, because you're using a Ray mics. It's a similar technology to the Echo, which can listen across the room. This is going to pick up pretty good sound. And I'm really thrilled that you also added mics, professional sound as well, because that does make a big difference.
For sure. Video without audio is useless.
It's all about the audio. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, Jesse, really nice to meet you. Thank you. And anything could do, bump me ahead in that queue. A day would be fine.
Something tells me we can figure something out.
I'm telling you, Hot Tub Tech Machine, it's going to be huge.
Or your child's baseball game.
No, Hot Tub Tech Machine. I'm doing it for that. That's my new show.
Okay.
Well, see, I don't, you know, we built all this, so we didn't need to. We did this before this kind of thing was available. We built, you know, Twit. We spent $1 million+ to do it because we had to.
You and I actually go way back. You may not remember, but I used to be at Squarespace. We were.
Oh, big, my God, Jesse. Why didn't I recognize you? Of course.
Yeah.
So, well, you know. And this thing is, it's going to completely change the landscape. If I could do what I do with this, I would have been much simpler.
Yeah, and I think a whole new generation of content creators now can actually get their content out with the production value it deserves and actually, you know, experiment in new ways.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Jesse, it's great to see you again. I'm so sorry. I didn't recognize you right away. So nice to see you again. And thank you for bringing by the Mevo. Really appreciate it.
Nice to meet you, Jesse.
From live stream. Thank you. What is the website? My Mevo?
Get Mevo.
GetMevo.com. And if you pre-order, you save $100.
And that's probably worth doing. GetMevo.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it. Really nice
to
see you.
Take care.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me going crazy over that, but probably because I understand what it's replacing. But I just feel like that people do want their videos to look a little bit different, a little bit better. And they know what the standard is. But just as Jesse said, they don't know how to do it.
Right. I mean, it's interesting that he was at Squarespace, because that was sort of the same thing. Making something, you know, an ugly blog, turning it beautiful, like an ugly live stream, turning it beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this because I have been sort of grumpy about the ease of live stream. You know,
You've been using it.
I've been using it a little. And to be fair, like a ton of people in my Facebook feed haven't, as I thought, started live streaming incessantly. People haven't been using it that much.
It's, you know, remember Periscope and Meerkat? We were so crazy about that. But it caught on with a segment. Periscope's turned out to be a really interesting way to kind of see news happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think regular people really want to be doing that kind of thing. But on the other hand, there are a lot of people who watch us who want to do shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know because I hear from a lot of them. And this is a way for to do a show fairly affordably. And, you know, live stream, we're not on live stream. We're on their competitor Ustream. But live stream, it really does the same kind of thing as Ustream, which makes it possible for people to do what we do at Twit.
Yeah, it's nice that there are so many people in this field. It feels like a new frontier.
Yeah. No, I'm thrilled to see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got Oliver here.
Oliver is here, my old friend.
Spot.
Oliver Breidenbach. Am I saying your name right?
Yes.
Am I?
Right enough.
How would you say it?
Breidenbach.
Breidenbach.
Yes.
Oliver Breidenbach is here. You're Bavarian, aren't you?
Yes. I'm from Munich.
Beautiful Munich.
Germany, yeah.
We had so much fun in Bavaria, and I'm sorry we didn't get to Munich. I would love to come by Boinks. Boinks software has been around. When did you start?
We registered the website in 1996.
That long?
Yes.
Wow, this is your 20th anniversary.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, we started shipping products in 2001, so that's...
Don't mention that part. You had a good idea. It just took you 5 years to get it off the ground. That's
exactly.
It. So you have a whole range now of iOS software that's really, really great. I'm very familiar with iStop Motion. I recommend it all the time.
That's the biggest one, yes.
Yeah. So it lets you do stop motion movies.
Yeah. On the iPad. Yes.
On the iPad. Yes. Photo Magico, how's that going? That was your newest product last time we talked.
That has been released a month ago. And it's going really well.
Good. Tell us about that.
But that's not on iOS. So.
It's not on iOS, so don't tell us about that.
No.
Photo Wall is on Apple TV.
Photo Wall, that's what I was really interested in. Yes. Photo Wall. That's what I was saying before. It's a way to share your photos. Tell us about that.
Photo Wall Plus is, if you have a party, you set up a an Apple TV and a big screen, and then your partygoers actually can use their iPhones to take pictures.
Oh, that's
and
neat.
They will transmit directly onto the
live.
In real
so
time.
So we're seeing pictures of the party while we're
yes,
at the party.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
That's a live photo wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other good thing is that you as a party host, you have all the pictures on your Apple TV, and then you don't have to ask people to send them to you.
Great for a wedding, any event.
Birthdays,
really
weddings.
Cool.
Yeah,
and I love this app, but also you have an interesting story about the challenges that Apple TV app developers are encountering.
So Photo Wall Plus is an Apple TV tvOS exclusive app, and since Apple forgot to add some way to actually link to those apps or sell them online, the only way to actually buy it or get it is on the Apple TV. Start the app store on the Apple TV, type in Photo Wall Plus using the nice little move right, move left thing, and then that's the only way we can sell this. So we couldn't send out a newsletter to our users or to our friends and say, you know, click here and buy it. We had to tell them, you know, go on the store. And
that's life in the Apple universe,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, it's
and I can't think of a way they could have made it easier.
I filed a bug with Apple and the bug reporter, and they came back and said, this is the intentional.
This yeah, this is what we wanted.
Yes.
It's not a bug, it's a feature.
Yes, it's,
the, what Apple would have to strange. Do, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do it at some point, is what Google does right now, which is that you can go to a web browser, search the Play Store, and say, that's what I want. Please install that on my phone.
I'm wondering who turned that off, because you have to turn it off, actually, because it's already working for iOS, right?
Yeah.
So in iOS, you can link to a website where you can actually do all kinds of stuff.
You and can then, buy the app on the website, and it'll install on your phone.
Yeah.
They should. Why they didn't do that on the Apple TV is beyond
Nobody knows.
Me.
Nobody knows.
So you said they actively had to turn it off.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, as a developer, I can't imagine that they actually start over with every store and do them. You know, so this is basically the same version of the software that runs all the stores. And not to have a feature is the same as...
I wonder if they thought that the store would be as big as it has gotten. There's over 5,000 apps now in there. I think they probably thought, oh, there'll be a half dozen apps. It won't be hard to find the app that you want.
Yeah.
But how hard was it to develop this? Is it much like developing an iOS app?
We already had the Party Snapper app on the iPad and the iPhone. And it was not so much work to... It was more than we expected, but it wasn't so much work to bring it over to tvOS. The biggest thing is that you don't have local storage on the Apple TV, so you have to implement iCloud storage for everything you do. So
those pictures that are snapped are uploaded to iCloud first.
Eventually, yes. No, they are stored on the device in a sort of cache, and then they get stored onto the iCloud in background. So even if you don't have an internet connection at the venue, it still collects the photos, and the next time you connect to the internet, uploads that to iCloud. But the thing is that you can't rely on the storage on the Apple TV as a developer, because if you go to the iTunes store and rent a movie and there's not enough space, they just throw out your stuff.
So how are you getting from the camera, from the phone, to the Apple TV? You're not using Wi-Fi.
We are using Wi-Fi, but we're using Wi-Fi Direct, so you don't have to set up a Wi-Fi network.
It just happens. So I'll see. So I will be at the party. I'll see on my iPhone. First, I'll have to get the app.
You have to download the iPhone app. Yeah. The Photo Wall Plus Cam app.
Photo Wall Plus Cam, and then I will see Oliver's Apple TV as a unit on there. I'll say, please share with that, and then I start taking pictures.
Yes.
Nice. That's about as easy as you can get.
Yeah. And we have a photo sharing extension as well, so you can take any photo taking app that you want on the iPhone and send the
So I can take it for Instagram, but then share it over to Oliver's party TV. That sounds like a fun thing. Are you going to? I'm going to get that.
I love it. I mean, I have all my photos in iCloud, so I can show them on my Apple TV, and it's
That's easy. That's built in,
right?
Though.
But those are all mine.
Right.
And
next Christmas, the Twit Christmas party, we're going to do this, and people will be so embarrassed
We should just do it all the time in the studio.
Yes,
actually,
can,
what are you saying?
Yeah, you should put one in the...
Wait a minute, that's going to be a problem. I was thinking we could just say to our audience, hey, share your photos up on the TV. They'll be behind us. That seems like that would
that
be risky.
That sounds incredibly dangerous. But if they send them to us, then we can look at them
then we
and
can
approve
do them.
Them.
Oh, yes. That's the way to do it. I love it. Yeah. What else are you working on for us internet broadcasters?
We are working on a Mac app called Nemo Life, and the tie into the iOS Today show is this other little app we've developed called Mimo Cam.
M-I-M-O.
Yeah, Mimo.
Mimo.
Multiple Mimo. In, multiple out.
Oh, that's the Wi-Fi thing, technology. Multiple out.
We use it for multi-in, multi-out video sources. You know?
Oh,
so
okay.
You can, in Mimo Life, you can... use multiple cameras, switch them, and stream out or record or do output to multiple.
What we just saw with the Mevo cam.
Just on the Mac and more with more graphics.
Interesting.
Now, is this the app that's not in the App Store?
This is the app. So Mimo Cam is like a little helper app that we made, and it's very simple, and it actually took the engineer like 15 minutes to develop it. And all it does, it shows the camera in full screen.
Yeah,
and
with no controls or anything. It's just
no controls, anything. And there's no such app in the App Store. And why is that? Because it's too simple.
Nobody would want it.
But you want it because now you can plug in the Lightning cable and connect it to your Mac. And then
and
you
this
have
is a camera.
An external camera. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would it work with older iPhones? Like a lot of people probably have iPhones in there.
I don't know where it started, but you need to have a Lightning adapter.
So
iOS 9, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can use this built-in system. You know, the same thing. You can use the QuickTime player thingy to record video from the camera. So this is incredibly useful, but it wouldn't. It won't get onto the App Store because...
It's too simple.
It's too simple. Yeah.
So do I have to sideload it? How do I get it?
We will add stuff to make it less simple.
So that you can get into the store.
I wonder
how many developers
do that. It's
too simple to put in the store.
Like if you think of an app that's too complicated, maybe they made it complicated to get it into the App Store. That's interesting.
Just add some sharing features, have some controls that you can turn off. That's crazy.
Yeah, we actually, I think once we had an app rejected because it's too simple.
Too simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
we only had to tell them that it's not as simple as they thought. But
no, it's much more complicated.
Yeah, this time it's
it really is.
There's
that
no way it's really
that simple. Them.
You need to add the ability to swap your face with someone.
There's one feature: you double click and it switches the cameras.
See, now we're getting there.
Good.
Well, nothing that Boink software does is simple, but it all is simple to use, and that's kind of the secret to your success. You do really hard things to do, but make them very easy. The iStop Motion, of course, is an amazing app. Oliver, it's great to see you. We're leaving town because you're having a...
You can't say anything about that.
But invite only, but he did give me the coasters ahead of time, so I'm ready. I have the coasters.
Yes, that's good.
We'll have a party on the plane home, just in your honor.
Just
thank
with the coasters.
Great to see you again.
I don't know how they taste, but...
I will not eat the coasters, I promise you. I'll have something to put on the coasters.
Oliver, thank you so much for joining us.
Boinx, B-O-I-N-X software. Mm-hmm. And it is really, for many years now, been a great developer of iOS products. We're live, as you probably noticed, we are not in our normal studio. We're live from the NAB show, the big National Association of Broadcasters show. It's held yearly in the spring in Las Vegas for many decades now. And it is a place traditionally that radio station engineers would come to learn about the latest in transmitters, towers, and microphones. Well, it's gone well beyond that because nowadays you don't need a transmitter, a tower. You just need a microphone, maybe a camera, and you can broadcast yourself. And that's what's so exciting about the
And now there's
NAB
a whole
show.
Drone pavilion because that's how people are broadcasting as
well. Yeah, isn't that cool?
From their drone.
We thank the folks at NAB for letting us be here and, of course, for live view. And they're letting us use their booth. We're the attractions. You're the booth babe. I'm the booth boy. We're the attractions here.
You're the
NAB.
Booth babe.
Hi there. Would you like to learn more about my product? But thank you, LiveView, because we're using the LiveView right now and streaming to our studios in Petaluma live in high def, really good quality. It's kind of amazing. Over the cellular network, over LTE, that's what LiveView does so well. We're using our TriCaster switchers. Thank you, Nututech, for those. And the cameras are really remarkable cameras from Panasonic. These are PTZ, pan, tilt, zoom cameras that our technical director, Brian Burnett, can control from his TriCaster. So that's pretty incredible.
We have one more guest.
Let's see some more toys.
We had some gimbals before, and this is a prototype.
Just Hi, Andrew.
Leo. This is Andrew, and he can tell us about.
We're going to get you all mic'd up. Andrew Pierce is with Autel
Robotics.
Let's talk real close to that mic because it's so noisy out there.
Sounds great.
And this is a gimbal.
Yeah, so this is our new handheld 3-axis stabilized gimbal. Let me turn that on.
It feels alive. Looking at me.
It's like having a Hollywood production in your hand.
Now, unlike the gimbal we were talking about before, this comes with a camera.
Absolutely. So yeah. It's a 4K camera, 30 frames per second. We can also drop it down to 1080p and shoot at 120 frames per second so we can do some nice slow motion.
Nice. Very nice.
But then you can hold your iPhone in there as a screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
it has a little attachment on the side.
The mobile device holder is going to hold your mobile device in there, and that's going to allow you to have a 720p live monitor there so you can actually see what you're framing up. And then that's going to allow you to access the advanced features. So you can change the sensitivity of the controls here on the back. We have a little thumb controller, so you can move it left and right,
up
and down, and adjust all those settings there through the application.
And by doing your own camera, you eliminate really the biggest pain for me with gimbal systems is rebalancing every 5 seconds. It's a real pain. So it's the same camera, so you probably don't have to rebalance.
Right? Absolutely. No need to rebalance. Yeah. We can turn it on and off, and it's gonna do its
own
thing.
Nice.
And this also allows us to have access to all the camera settings as well, so we can adjust our ISO, our shutter speed.
Right from the handle.
Right from our mobile device.
Oh, from the mobile device.
Yep.
Nice. So you have a companion app that you download and put on your mobile?
We do, yep.
Really
and
cool.
that will be available on Android and iOS as well.
And how much is that?
So
this.
We do not have a price point for this yet. We are going to be doing a crowdfunding.
Oh, good.
So what we're doing is we want to make a solid product that our users have all the features available in their hand and be able to do essentially everything they need without having to pull out a whole production set.
I'll tell you why I thought it was for sale. This is the most polished prototype I've ever seen. This really looks like a product. It's amazing.
Definitely. Well, Autel Robotics is very customer-oriented. We want to have a solid product that we can back up. We don't want our users to be beta testers. We want them to have a reliable tool that they can pull out and use at any moment.
It's already working. Do you know where you're going to do Kickstarter or Indiegogo? Or?
I believe we're going to be doing a Kickstarter, and we'll have all that information available on our website, autelrobotics.com.
A-U-T-E-L
robotics.com.
I've used gimbals. It really makes a big difference. If you're hiking, if you're riding an elephant, Allison, it makes such a huge difference to have some motion stabilization. It's basically a Steadicam.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the reason I don't use my gimbal more often is I bring out my camera, attach to the gimbal. I have to spend sometimes an hour getting everything all balanced out. And if it's not balanced, it just doesn't work right. And it feels janky. It really does. And I spent $1,600, I think, on the gimbal that I have. So I will be very interested in this.
Excellent. Would you like to give it a try?
Sure. Is it that easy? Is it on?
It's on. It's there. So right now it's in our mode one. We call it a semi-follow mode. So as you tilt that camera forward, it's going to stay level.
Yeah.
On the front, there is a little trigger button there. If you tap that twice, that'll put it into more of a follow mode.
I just turned it off. I took a picture. Oh, nice. The front trigger.
The front trigger. So tap that twice, and that'll put it more into follow mode. So now if you tilt that camera
down.
Did
I do it right?
Let's see.
I might not have done it fast enough. So now tilt the camera down.
Now it's going to tilt that camera down.
But it's still compensating for jitter and motion, right?
Absolutely.
So it's still smoothing it out.
You're going to get a very, very smooth video. It's just like having, the expensive stabilizer, but it's in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. This is, I have to say, you guys, this is much more than a prototype. This is polished, a very polished product, really beautiful.
We're very customer oriented, and we want to have that reliable product.
Let's do the elephant test, shall we? Look at that. Steady as can be.
That's an excellent robot.
Good robot. See, sometimes robots are good.
Yes.
Not always. Hey, it's nice to meet you, Andrew. Thank you for bringing it by.
You too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll look forward to the Kickstarter. We'll give you a plug.
Absolutely.
But for now, you can find out more at AUTELrobotics.com.
Yep, and we're also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, at Autel Robotics.
You got images from the camera yet?
I will have them most likely after this.
Post some so we can see them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. We can put them on the show later.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Take care.
Thanks, Andrew.
It's a toy store. And that's why, Lisa, it's good you have the credit card and not me.
Well, right? She's the one that picked that out, to her credit. She was the one that we walked the floor together, and that was Lisa
Thank
saw
you.
It. And
Thank
so
you.
She might be supporting that campaign right now.
Giving him her card right now. I think that's very good, yes. That's a good sign.
Yes.
Leo might get a Christmas present. Yeah.
This is amazing. It is really like a toy store.
What is
in
this
here.
Picture you have of you?
Oh, that's
here.
Just my that's my family, my mom, my dad, and my sister.
Party time. That's mm-hmm. nice. I never saw that before. I have a picture of a piece of wood on my front page. So that just kind of tells you the difference between you and me.
All right, should we talk about our favorite apps of the week?
Is it app cap time?
Yes.
Did you bring hats?
No.
What? No hats.
No. And it's just app. Be in
I'll turn up my collar.
Convention hall.
All right. App cap means that we normally would wear funny hats.
Yes, we're wearing them right now. They're invisible.
Yeah. Wear a napkin then.
Okay.
And this is to honor, believe it or not, to actually honor the applications we're about to show you, our app caps of the
and
week.
And also, if people have been walking by the booth, they probably won't anymore. They will probably stop and wonder why we have napkins on our heads.
Looking at me, they're not wondering. They're just going, oh, he's that kind of person.
All right, so YouTube is a veritable cesspool of nonsense these days.
It is, especially if you have kids. You don't really want them to use YouTube. Mm-hmm. We used to have the notion that YouTube was kind of, family friendly.
Yeah.
That was a foolish notion.
Yeah.
Far from it.
There is so much on YouTube. Like, Jason Howell, you know, he has kids that are a little bit younger than mine. And it's funny because, like, his kids' YouTube stars are completely different than my kids' YouTube stars. It's such, there's just so much out there.
Yeah.
His kids watch people opening toys. Like, that's the only, he says his girls are obsessed with, like, people, YouTubers just opening presents.
It's funny you should say that because yesterday, right before Twit, I was looking at a YouTube channel, which apparently consisted of a guy putting toys inside a giant egg, and then putting Play-Doh outside that egg and figures on the front of the egg. And he'd already done that. At the beginning of the video, he disassembles the Play-Doh character and opens the egg. And I thought, this is really dumb. 20 million views in 4 months.
It's crazy.
So now I know who's watching. It's your kids.
Yeah. Well, my kids watch people run over iPhones with their trucks or fry iPhones in a pan or throw an iPad off a roof. That's their thing.
Michael likes this guy called McJugger Nuggets.
Oh, yes.
You know about McJugger Nuggets?
Because you have told me. That's the thing. Like, I'm sure he's really famous, but I've only heard of him from you.
He's only famous in a very narrow slice of the population. 12-year-old boys.
Yeah. Well,
so what is this you have to help?
I have
help
an app to cut through the McJugger Nuggets of the world and get the good stuff. It's called Hyper, and it's bought by Mike, which is a company by millennials for millennials. And here it is. So every day, it's very minimalist. Every day they have just 5 videos that they pick, curated. And I use this on the Apple TV. It's only on the Apple TV and the iPad. You can't get it on your
I like
iPhone.
This, so I can watch it on my big screen.
Yeah, so you can watch it, and we do, and I can watch it with my kids. So how to make a TV show.
How would you describe the character? How would you characterize the kinds
of videos? It's science-ish, like interesting, but, I think pretty well-produced, but not like some of them you'll get like something from TechCrunch or something.
Right.
But a lot of like really interesting creators who are doing interesting stuff. With real science behind it, interesting.
Afraid, and we were eager to make the fear go away, so we demanded more security.
This is surveillance versus
in the last
privacy.
Decade, it's become increasingly normal for civil liberties
so
to be eroded.
If you wanted to explain this to some kids, this is a great way to do that.
To collect and
I like the idea of. In fact, I imagine there will be many apps like this that are essentially curation apps. We have a certain sensibility, a certain style, certain things we're interested in. Maybe you share that with us. So here's videos every day that we like that maybe you'll like. And
right.
I think I could imagine a whole, hundreds of these for different tastes. There might even be a McJugger Nuggets kind of, curated channel.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's very simple and it's a good way. It's like, oh, well, we have a half an hour or 45 minutes.
Right. This is your TV channel.
I'm just going to watch this.
Wow.
So they have, Vox, people you've heard about, and also something you might not have heard about.
Cut through what is the current number of videos uploaded every minute?
I don't know.
To YouTube. It keeps going up every year. It's something like now probably several months worth of videos every minute. So you can't possibly watch everything. And most of it you probably wouldn't want to watch. So I like the idea of something that's going to cure.
I really like this. And it's a free app. Hyper.
Hyper. H-Y-P-E-R.
No ads so far.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got one that Lisa shared with me. And actually, I think it's so cool. And I want to get more people using it. It's called Hippo. The idea is that people will upload their images to this, and then others will come in and edit it. And Lisa loves to practice editing. But there are a lot of people who say, I know there's a good photo in here, and I don't have the Photoshop or the Lightroom or the, you know, McFun skills to fix this. Can you? And what's really fun is you can press and hold and see the original and then the edited version. So if I tap and hold, that's the original, which was not a great, I mean, okay. But somebody very nicely made it black and white, cropped it, aligned it. So it's really fun. Whoops. Let's go back here. Really fun to see what people can do. There's the original. And there's an interesting edit on it. Maybe not the edit you would choose. Here's the original. And then the edit. But what I love about it, and what I want to encourage people to use this, is to not only upload their originals, but to get in there and edit. Because there's more people who are doing originals. Or uploading originals and not editing. This is a photo that obviously whoever uploaded this really wanted this to look better. And it could. And I think there's even more you could do, but at least they've color corrected it. Maybe they want to crop it and blow it up. Lisa does. I think Lisa's very popular on Hippo because she's such a good editor. So sometimes they're just simple little things, but sometimes more complicated. Look at that. That's beautiful, isn't it?
So if someone edits my photo, can I keep the edited version?
Yeah. And they can share it, but they'll say original by Megan Maroney, edited by whoever the editor is. So I think that's really an improvement from kind of a washed out photo to something that's very dramatic and dark. Anyway, lot of fun, and I want to tell everybody about it. It's free. It's a really cool app, and I want more people to use it because this is a really great place to get photo editing done and to practice your chops. Look how nice that looks. That's the original. A little bit skewed. Not the sun and the clouds didn't pop. The guy was a little dark. It's really nice to be able to see. And, you know, it's all different styles, all different capabilities of editing.
I really like that because I use, you know, filters in Instagram, and I use Hipstamatic that has filters. But they're, you know, they kind of look like I used a filter.
Right. Well, you can also use this to learn what you like, what you don't like, what you want to do and what you don't want to do. I should find, I don't know what Lisa's handle is. I guess I have to log in to do that now. I can't do that right now, but very cool. Hippo, it's called. And I'll tell you what, next week I will have Lisa's handle, and I will show you some of the really great work
Excellent.
She has done in Hippo. She likes, you know, she will be watching TV or relaxing by the fire, and she'll be doing photo editing on other people's photos just to improve her skills.
Yeah,
really
she's
neat.
Great. I love her
Yeah,
photos.
She's very good at it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we took the show on the road, and we succeeded, I guess.
No, well, we're no, done. That's,
no, I didn't fall out of my chair.
Call that success?
Yeah, I do call it success.
We got all the way through it. This was fun. And
it was fun.
I'm glad. Now, you're going to stick around because you're going to do TNT, not only today, but for the rest for Monday,
yep.
Tuesday, and Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll
so
be here.
So Jason Howell's here. He just interviewed Bob Woodruff. That should be interesting. That'll be a special a little bit later on. And then what are you going to do? Anything else?
I'm going to travel the show floor.
Look for
I'm
some
going
stuff.
To, yeah, interview a few people. I think Dolby, someone from Dolby I'm going to interview.
Nice.
I got a whole list.
So a lot of those will be put out as Twit Live specials.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you'll find that on a specials feed on our YouTube channel or on twit.tv/specials.
Right. And if you're here, come say hi. You're leaving today, but we'll be here the next 2 days.
Yeah.
So if you watch the show, I love to meet people that watch the show. We couldn't do it without people watching. Otherwise, it'd just be us with our live stream camera in your hot tub.
We'll be back
Nobody
in studio.
Wants that.
Hot tub tech machine. I'm telling you, killer idea. We'll be back in studio next week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.